Today is the 21st of July. Welcome to Heart of Worship. I'm JC May, and it is an honor to have you here with me on this beautiful, beautiful day. So, I know it's not Insta Live, but the next best thing is to go into the archives and find an Insta Live that we've done, which I was so blessed by. And so I have done just that. I have gone to the very first live we ever did on the 3rd of March. So here it is. Take care, and I will see you all tomorrow. God bless you. Enjoy. So our verse of the day, guys, is Psalms 96, verse 6. And it says, O worship the Lord in the beauty of his holiness. Fear before him all the earth. So that's what we're going to do today. We are going to worship God in the beauty of his holiness. So Father, I commit this session into your hands. We ask you in the name of Jesus that you take absolute control. Father God, teach us how to worship you in the beauty of your holiness. Teach us how to worship you. Teach us the etiquette that we need, Father God, to be in your presence. Father God, we ask right now that you go into every single home that is watching this live, that is joining us live. Father God, go into every single home and let your presence be felt. Let your presence be known. Father God, we ask for a wind of your Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, come and take control. Holy Spirit, guide us. Guide us. Guide us this morning as we enter into the Holy of Holies. Father God, we come before you. We bow our hearts. We bow our minds. We bow our souls. We get rid of every distraction. Our focus is on you. Oh, rain on me. That's our prayer this morning, that God will open the floodgates. Open the windows of heaven, hey, hey, rain, 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 rain on me. Yenderebo shakatarabaseke terebo. Wherever you are right now, will you lift up your prayer language to God? Lift up your prayer language, lift up your hearts, lift up your voices. Wherever you are listening in from right now, I just want you to go before him and I want you to pray. I want you to worship him in spirit and truth. You don't have to know the song. You don't have to know the song. It's just there for guidance. I just want us to worship him in the beauty of his holiness. Father God, we give you praise. We give you glory. Father God, we give you praise, we give you glory, we give you honor, we give you all the adoration. Father, for you are the King of kings and you are the Lord of lords. We come before you humbly bowed, Father God, at your feet. Father God, we worship you this morning. Take absolute control of our day. Oh God, Father, we worship you. Open up the floodgates of heaven and pour out your blessing, Lord. Lord, we need a refreshing till it overflows. Open up the heavens. Oh, God. Mandarabase keterebosha. Yindere shandarabase ketere. Yiketerebosha. Tatarabase keterebosha. Lord, we worship you this morning, God. We worship you. We worship you. We worship you, God. Wherever you are right now, just begin to lift up your voice and worship him. Worship him, worship him, worship him, worship him, worship him. Good morning, everybody. Let's begin to go into that throne. Let's begin to enter into his presence. Begin to worship him wherever you are right now. Makata bo shindiribose. Brakata rabababa seke teribo shandaraba. And if you don't have a prayer language, just begin to open up your mouth and just begin to pour out your heart to God this morning. Open up the heavens, pouring out a blessing. Lord, we need refreshing tears.
Father, our prayer is that you rain down on us this morning. Rain down on us this morning, oh God. Rain down your blessings. Rain down your anointing. Rain down your presence, oh God. There is no other place that we would rather be than here in your presence. So Father God, take absolute control. Makata boshinde ekete bosha. Yandara base ketere boshaka. Yeketere boshandara base kete. Miketere boshandara ba. Yekete boshakatara ba. Oh God. Oh Lord, we worship you. We glorify your holy name. He's Yahweh. He is the King of Kings. He is the Alpha and the Omega. He is the beginning and the end. He is the first and the last. He is the miracle worker, way maker. Will you worship him with me this morning? Worship him with me this morning. Worship him with me this morning. He deserves our praise. He deserves our worship. He deserves the adoration. Because if not for God, a lot of us would have allowed the enemy to swallow us up. But God kept us, loved on us. He is the Father of all, the Creator of the universe. Mandara base ke terebo shandara baba base ke terebo sha, brakatara base ke terebo shandara base ke. Father God, we join in with the angels and we worship you this morning. 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 You know, some of us are so used to, you know, this structure when we go to church every Sunday. We have call to worship. I don't know what your structure is like in your church, but we have call to worship. And that's probably like 10 minutes. Someone will come up and pray. And then you get praise and worship for 20 minutes. If you're lucky, half an hour. And then the word of God comes up and it's 90 minutes. You sit there and you listen to the word of God. But this is designed so that you can use your worship to connect to God. There's not enough of worship in church these days. And so this is designed so that you can connect yourself back to God through worship. And if you're anything like me, when I first started my walk in Christ, I didn't know how to pray. I didn't know how to pray. I didn't know what to say to God. I'm not an articulate person. I'm not very open. And my husband would say that expressing myself is a very difficult thing for me to do. And it is, till today, it's probably a very difficult thing for me to do. But I could find a worship song and I would sit on that worship song for a week, for 2 weeks, for 3 weeks, for 4 weeks, because it said exactly what I wanted to say from my heart. And so we have to now accommodate those who don't necessarily know what to say to God, but will be able to find the song and say, this is exactly what I'm trying to say. Worship is a personal thing. Worship is an intimate thing. Worship is a go before the Holy of Holies and prostrate before him. I believe every worship leader needs to be studying the book of Psalms, because that's where our instructions come from. How to worship, how to clap our cymbals, how to clap our hands. When David wrote the book of Psalms, he was writing it for the praise and worship leader. So if you're a praise and worship leader, there is no reason why Psalms is not in your vocabulary or not in your book of studies. Worship is a personal thing. Worship is a personal thing. Worship is between you and God. There's no in between. There's no middleman. There's no pastor here. There's no prophet. There is no evangelist. There is no minister. This is me and God. We take out the middleman and we go directly to the source. Directly to the source. Directly to the source. And worship isn't about what we get from God. The Bible says that we should seek ye first the kingdom of God and all these things will be added unto us. But we've got to seek him first. The Bible says if we knock, the door will open. If we seek, we will find. And I believe that our worship
is a form of seeking him. Our worship is a form of knocking on that door and saying, God, we're here. God, I'm here. I'm here. I'm worshiping you. I'm here. But I'm not doing it because I am expecting anything from you. I'm not doing it because I want you to do something for me. I'm doing this because I want to get to know you. And I promise you that everything that you are looking for will be answered before your very eyes. And I know this. I know this because 2017 was the year that I decided that worship was all I was going to do. Worship was all I was going to do. I'm not going to ask God for anything, but worship was all I was going to do. And God blew my mind. So there is something that happens in worship. There is something that happens in his presence. There is something that takes place in his presence.
Oh, Lord, open the floodgates of heaven and let it rain. Let it rain. Oh, open the floodgates of heaven and let it rain. Oh, let it rain. Over our household, God. Over our household, God. Over our life, oh God. Let it rain, let it rain, let it rain, let it rain. Let it rain, let it rain, let it rain. Oh, yeketebo shaka taraba. Open the floodgates of heaven, Lord, and let it rain, and let it rain, and let it rain. Let it rain healing. Let it rain financial breakthrough. Let it rain peace of mind. Let it rain strength. Let it rain wisdom. Let it rain, let it rain, let it rain, oh God. Oh, let it rain, oh Lord. Come and begin to tell him, open the floodgates of heaven and let it rain, let it rain, let it rain, oh God. Yeah, 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 oh Lord. Oh,
God, let it rain wherever they are right now. Father God, let it rain, let it rain, let it rain, let it rain. Let it rain, let it rain right now, oh God. Menderebo shakata rabase keterebo shakata. Yinderebo shakata rabase kete. Yeah, 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 yeah. Oh God. Wherever you are right now, his presence is with you. Wherever you are right now, Father, ask him to open up the floodgates. Ask him to open up the floodgates of heaven. Father, let it rain, let it rain, let it rain, let it rain, let it rain. Let it rain on us this morning, oh God. Let it rain on us, oh God. Makatabo shenderebo sekete. Oh, oh God. Let it rain, let it rain, let it rain. Let it rain, let it rain. Let it rain, let it rain, let it rain, let it rain on God. Hey. Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. Oh. So we're going to go ahead and we're going to begin to make some declarations. And the first declaration says, as I live in God, my love grows more perfect. I can face him with confidence on the day of judgment because I live like Jesus here in this world. As I live in God, as I live in God, as I live in God, my love grows more perfect because we live in God. That we can face him with confidence on the day of judgment because we lived like Jesus here in this world. Father, that is our declaration. Father God, that here on this earth, that we live like you, so that when we meet you on judgment day, we can say that, God, we lived like Christ on earth. Somebody's saying, I receive an abundance of grace and gift of righteousness. I reign in the life through Jesus Christ. Somebody is receiving the gift. Somebody is receiving the gift of righteousness. Somebody is receiving the abundance of grace. Receive the abundance of grace this morning in the name of Jesus. Receive the gift of righteousness this morning. Somebody saying, I am kind and tender-hearted to others. I forgive them as God in Christ has forgiven me. Whoever you need to forgive, just ask God to help you with that this morning. Father, somebody's saying, I let the peace of Christ rule in my heart. As a member of one body, I am called to peace and I am thankful. And we are thankful, we are thankful, we are thankful, we are thankful this morning. For anybody that needs healing, Jesus Christ has redeemed you from the curse of the law. Therefore, we forbid any sickness and disease to come upon anybody's body. We say every disease and every virus that touches our body dies instantly. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we decree and declare that every organ, every tissue in our body function is perfect, to which God created it to function. And we forbid any malfunction in the body in the name of Jesus Christ. Somebody's making that declaration this morning. Somebody's making that declaration this morning. Every disease, every virus that touches our body dies instantly. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we declare every organ and every tissue in our body function is in perfect condition, to which God has created. We forbid any malfunction. We forbid it in the name of Jesus Christ. Go and begin to make that declaration. Somebody's saying the Holy Spirit who raised Jesus Christ from the dead dwells inside of us. He dwells inside of us. He dwells inside of us. Therefore, he is flowing life through our veins and sending healing throughout somebody's body right now in the name of Jesus. Somebody who's looking for peace in a storm right now. I don't know what you're going through. I don't know what it is that is oppressing you right now. But we say right now that we desire peace in our lifetime. We desire peace in our lifetime. We desire the peace that Christ gives, helps us during our life storm. We command that peace. We command that peace that Christ gives is in abundance and it adds no sorrow to us. When you experience the peace that Christ gives, you are able to weather the storm in the situation where you might easily collapse under pressure. Christ gives us hope and helps us to stay afloat. He said, I am leaving you with the gift of the peace of mind and heart. And the peace I give is a gift that the world cannot give. So do not be troubled or afraid. Somebody, collect your peace this morning. 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 Makataraba seke terebo shandaraba. Meke terebo shandaraba babababa sakataraba seke terebo. Father God, we decree and we declare that through Christ that we can weather the storm. Through Christ, the storms in our life can become still. Father, that we do not have to struggle through the storm. Father, for Christ is with us and Christ will outlast your storm. With Christ, we will win and be victorious. Father God, we do not think about the bad weather. but instead we seek peace through Christ. Father God, we meditate on his promises and we are strong. Father God, the sun doesn't always have to be out for us to give thanks to God. So we continue to give him praise. Will you begin to make declarations over your life this morning? Begin to make declarations over your home, over your children, over your finances, over your body. Begin to make declarations. Oh God, we worship you. We glorify your holy name. We glorify your holy name. We glorify your holy name. Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. Have your way, oh God. Have your way, oh God. Have your way, oh God. So we make declarations over our finances. We say, God, we thank you that you generously provide everything that we need. In fact, God, we thank you that according to your word, we have more than enough so that we can share our extra with those in need. And every time this occurs, we will remember and proclaim your faithfulness. Go on, begin to decree and declare that you have more than enough. Begin to decree and declare that you have more than enough and that you will be able to share amongst others who are in need. You will begin to proclaim his righteousness over your life. Somebody's saying, Lord, we know, you know the needs that we have better than we do. Father God, we trust you with every part of our life, including finances. Father God, we stand in faith for your word to come to pass, that all our needs are met according to your riches in glory by Christ Jesus. And Father, we thank you for this. Somebody begin to thank him right now. Begin to thank him. 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 Wherever you are right now, begin to thank him. Oh God, we worship you, we glorify your holy name. We decree and declare that we have more than enough in Christ Jesus. We have more than enough in you, Christ Jesus. So I want you to begin to repeat after me and say that I am blessed with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ. Begin to say, I am blessed with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ. Begin to speak over your life that the Father has accepted you and you are his beloved. Begin to speak that over your life. Begin to say that the Father has accepted me and I am his beloved. Begin to speak over your life that you have obtained an inheritance in Christ. You have obtained an inheritance in Christ. Do not believe the lies of the enemy. Do not believe the lies of the devil. You have obtained an inheritance in Christ. Open the floodgates of heaven and let it rain. Let it rain, oh God. Oh, you open the floodgates. Open the floodgates of heaven and let it rain, let it rain, let it rain, let it rain. Begin to declare of yourself that you are sealed with the Holy Spirit, who is the guarantee of your inheritance. Father, we worship you this morning. Father, we glorify your holy name. Thank you for this time in your presence. Thank you for this time in your presence. Wherever you are right now, wherever you are right now, wherever you are watching this from, I'm not going to say anything else, but will you begin to just lift up your voice and worship him? Just begin to lift up your voice and worship him. Begin to thank him for allowing him, allowing you to be in his presence. Go on, begin to lift up your voice. Begin to lift up your voice. Begin to lift up your voice. Begin to lift up your voice and worship. Begin to lift up your voice and worship.
We glorify you, God. Oh, mandarabase ke terebosha, mandarabase ke terebosha. Yindedededededede shandarabase ke terebosha, mandarabase ke.
Go on, take this time and just worship. Just take this time and worship him. Take this time and worship him. Just take this time and worship. Just take this time and worship.
Oh, Lord, we worship and glorify your holy name, God. We honor you, we reverence you right now, oh God. Holy Spirit, have your way. Holy Spirit, have your way. Holy Spirit, have your way. Move as you want to move and touch how you want to touch, God. Father, we're here to know you more. We want to know you more. We want to know you more. More and more of you we crave, oh God. Oh, oh, Lord, oh. I don't want to leave your presence. I don't want to leave your presence, oh God. I don't want to leave your presence. I want to abide under the shadow, under your shadow, oh God. More of you, more of you, more of you, more of you. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. We join in with the angels and we sing hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hey. Oh, oh God. apologize for making this thing about us, God. It's all about you. It's all about you. It's always been about you. It's always been about you, Lord. It's always been about you. Oh, it's not about me. It's not about me. It's about you, God. Jesus, be the center of our worship. Oh, oh. Thank you, Lord, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, thank you, God. We worship you and glorify your holy name.
So, Father, we thank you for this time in your presence. We thank you for dwelling amongst us. We thank you for your glory. And Father, we dedicate this day into your hands, that as we go about our day, Father God, have your way. Have your way. Have your way. Guide every single person watching this live, and Father God, begin to teach us how to hear your voice, and begin to teach us how to be moved in the Spirit. Begin to teach us how to discern.
All my heart's desire and I long to worship you.
That is our prayer, God, today, that we desire to worship you in our walk, in our talk, in the way that we interact with people. Father God, let the way that we are worship you. For you are everything we will ever need. And so, Father, accept our worship. Accept our sacrifice. And Father God, I pray that today will be a sweet sound into your ear. In Jesus' name we have worshipped. In Jesus' name we have worshipped. In Jesus' name we have worshipped. I want you to type amen, 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 amen. So guys, thank you so much for joining me this morning. Thank you so much for joining me today as we have dedicated the first, 40 minutes, 45 minutes of our day to God. Thank you for being obedient and waking up with me. Thank you for just allowing me to lead you in worship this way. It is such an honor and it is such a privilege to be able to do this with you guys. So thank you. So we are going to be here. We are going to be here over the course of how many more weeks are left in this year? I don't know. We're going to be here for the duration of the year. So for every Saturday as of today, we are going to be doing this live. So I believe it's a great way to round up our week. So for those of you that listen to me every single day, either on Spotify, Apple Podcast, Castbox, however you listen to me, we are here every day. I am here every day and I put out a podcast every day just so that you can join me in worship. And so I believe on Saturdays, it's a nice way. Can you hear the African accent I came out? It's a nice way for us to kind of gather live and just be able to worship God together. I'm excited about Heart of Worship. I'm excited about the ministry that God has birthed out of Heart of Worship. I'm just really excited. I don't know how else to say this, but I'm just really, really excited. And so please continue to message me. Please continue to DM me. Please continue to support. It takes nothing to be in his presence. It doesn't cost a penny to be in his presence. So all he wants is our time and our undivided attention. No distractions, no nothing, just you and God. Like I said in the beginning, this worship session is between you and God. There's no middleman. It's not like when you're buying a house and you're buying a house from somebody and then you've got the vendor in between and you've got the mortgage broker and you've got this. No. This is you and God straight. So thank you for joining me today. I pray that you guys have been blessed by this session. I will see you all tomorrow. Not physically see you, but I will see you all tomorrow on our normal Heart of Worship podcast. And then during the week also. So please make sure you are spreading the word for Heart of Worship. And spread the word for the every Saturday where we do this live. So thank you all so much for joining me today. I am going to kiss my baby girl. I'm going to go kiss her. And we're going to go and get ready for our day. Thank you all so much. I love you guys dearly. I'm going to edit this now and I'm going to put this out by this evening so that if you want to go back and reference this particular worship session, you can do just that. But until tomorrow, guys, I want you to stay blessed. I want you to continue to soar. I want you to continue to be in his presence. And if you listen to Heart of Worship, you know that my prayer for you is this. May flowers always line your path and sunshine light your day. May songbirds serenade you every step along the way. May a rainbow run beside you in the sky that's always blue. And may happiness fill your life, fill your heart each day, your whole life through. Until tomorrow, guys. Bye. Have a great day.